Welcome to the Spiritual Executive Podcast with Sejal Shah, here to help conscious creators thrive in the world of work. They find their bliss by allowing the best of themselves to shine. Hello, this is Sejal of spiritual-executive.com. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about how do I make a good decision when I'm feeling overwhelmed? So we've all been there where we are assailed by far too many things to do and achieve in a small amount of time. There are all these pressures coming from endless directions of things we need to resolve. Other people might be demanding that of us. It could be our own list of priorities. The key factor here is that we're getting pulled in all kinds of directions and we're losing our sense of inner calm, of inner peace, of knowing how to approach this. Really, this is emotional overwhelm, where the chaos of trying to juggle so many competing demands is putting our head into a spin. And as a result, you can't think clearly. How can you when you are trying to compute five or more different things? And then there's also the worry about future consequences. What if I make a bad decision? Who will that affect? What will others think of me? How will I manage our resources? Will I have to pick up pieces that were there and unforeseen but are going to be complications? Do you hear how we go into a huge level of fear, worry, uncertainty? And all of those cloud our thinking, because then we are looking at possible mirages of problems, things that we don't want to see, but that really confuse and fog our ability to navigate a pathway through. In essence, what we're dealing here with is not only emotional overwhelm, but managing our expectations of our own performance. We are thinking about what others will think of us in what we do, and that is still our own expectations. It could be that you can hear their voices and the way they speak and think and talk in your head telling you what they might have as a judgment, but that is still your perception. That is adding to the noise inside. There's a very simple two-step approach I want to take you through to help you towards a resolution. Step one is an energetic one. It's all about calming the emotional overwhelm. Step two, you probably know and have done many times, which is creating a list of pros and cons in order to marshal your thoughts. Here is the difference in what I'm offering. Dealing with the energetic, the internal, the emotional overwhelm, calming that down is going to mean that you handle this so much better. Now, some people will say, why don't I just control and cope and push down or push through? You can do that. That can take a certain effort and level of self-management. There is a cost that comes through that ultimately, which is having to suppress all the noise that's going on. And ultimately, that noise will come back. In my experience with my clients, the noise comes back over time louder. So there's more to manage and cope with. You're using your internal thinking muscles, in essence, to cope and contain. But there's only so much strain they can cope with. So if you're finding that you're reaching the limit of that pushing through exercise, then this will be something that you want to consider. So let's talk about the energetic. You are split in all kinds of directions. How do you bring yourself back to center? In my work, what I find for myself and for others, taking 3 minutes, maybe five, to really calm down the noise is all that it takes for me to come back to center. Now, their stresses might come back again later. They might need more tending to, and that's where, when you have more critical thinking space, working with a good coach will help you to really pull out the roots. But this is about clearing the decks somewhat so that you have a bit of breathing space to do the practical task, which is step two. So, if you know EFT, emotional freedom techniques, this is how you can approach the overwhelm. Do use your knowledge of the tapping points. You can find them on my website to help you navigate how to do this. It always helps to go on a course and learn the basics so you understand what you're doing. But this next round of tapping is to help you with the overwhelm. Tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I am overwhelmed, my thoughts are in so many directions. I soothe and comfort myself. Even though there is the stress response coming up, because I'm overwhelmed, and that isn't a surprise, I soothe and comfort myself. Even though this is making me very stressed because I'm trying to cope with so many different demands on my time and attention, I soothe and comfort myself. Top of the head, I am overwhelmed. Eyebrow, I'm feeling this way, side of the eye, because there is too much on my plate. Under the eye, as a result, under the nose, I'm trying to juggle so many things. Middle of the chin, I'm not being effective like I normally am. Collarbone, and that is adding to my stress. Under the arm, that's because I'm not getting through any task clearly. Ribs. I really just want to be able to dial down the noise. Top of the head, so that I have a bit of breathing space. Eyebrow, so that I've got a bit of thinking space. Side of the eye, this stuff has been really stressing me. Under the eye, but what I do know, when I reduce the noise going on in my head, middle of the chin, I start stacking things in order. Under the arm, I start noticing what are easy gains. Ribs, I start making inroads into the more difficult things. Top of the head, and that's because I've given my brain some space. Eyebrow, some space to find order. Side of the eye, in the midst of this chaos. Under the eye, and I'm starting to get a better perspective. Under the nose, I'm just letting myself be more at ease. Middle of the chin, knowing I'm not going to get this all sorted now. Collarbone, and I'm just giving myself space to think better. Under the arm, space to think more clearly. Ribs, and then I can organize myself and get on with what I need to do. Take a deep breath to center yourself, and you're just integrating the shift in energy, which is what this stage one, step one, is about. Now let's move to the resolution of step two, the practical. Like I said, you've probably done this before, but now you're bringing a calmer, quieter mindset. And what I want you to do is look at the decision you need to make and start doing a pros and cons set of columns. What's good about it? What's bad about it? You're doing this exercise to marshal your thoughts. Do it on paper. Do it in your head if that's how you work. The benefit of putting it on paper is you get it out of your head so there's less noise. And see which way you are being drawn to make a good decision. So, to repeat, you do benefit from doing step one first. If you go straight to step two, you're really bringing your own messy noise along whilst trying to marshal your thoughts. And you may be able to push through and control all of the noise, but there is a limit in my experience. And ultimately, you're going to make a better quality of decision by going with clearing the noise. I want to thank someone I have been mentoring in recent times who has helped me come up with the idea for this podcast. So thank you, Chrysalis. It has been something that has been troubling you, and the advice I offered you has really formed the content of this podcast. So I hope all of you listening have enjoyed this podcast. Sign up on the right for alerts for new content, and I look forward to sharing my ideas with you another time.